Well, National Recycling Week kicked off yesterday with the theme A Future Beyond the Bin. This morning I'm chatting with Adrian Jones, co-founder of Blocktex, an innovative company turning heads in the textiles recycling industry. Adrian, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
So this year's National Recycling Week theme, as I just mentioned, A Future Beyond the Bin. Can you explain how Blocktex exists to do this all year round?
Yes, I mean, we started this business around 2.5 years ago to deal with the problem of textile waste, because so often textiles is not seen as such a problem compared to plastic bottles or tin cans.
Or coffee cups, for that matter.
Or coffee cups, and people just put their textiles, they donate their textiles to the charity shops, or they put them in the bin thinking nothing's going to happen. But obviously textiles contain polyester. Polyester is exactly the same product that a Coke bottle is made of, and it doesn't decompose. So we started Blocktex to, instead of just mechanically shredding textiles and converting them into sort of low-value floor tiles or stuffing for you know, dog blankets or whatever, we've invented a chemical process by which we can chemically separate garments back into their building blocks of polyester and cellulose. And so obviously cotton is a cellulosic powder. So we see textiles, waste textiles, as a wonderful resource that we chemically convert back into polyester and back into cellulose, and then we sell that back into industry to be used as raw materials for other products.
Yeah, wow. It does exactly what it says on the bin, right? Recycle. I mean, that's incredible that you're able to bring it right down back to its building blocks. How do you kind of grab these waste textiles, as you call them?
Well, I mean, I think, again, people, we see ourselves as a textile recycler. I think a lot of the focus is on post-consumer waste, i.e. our own clothes. But textiles are everywhere. We sit on them every day on the bus. We go to hospitals and lie on bed sheets. We go to hotels and use towels. We go into pubs and there's tablecloths, or we used to go into pubs. And I suppose what we see is ourselves as getting hold of all of those textiles. So we're working closely with commercial laundries. We're working closely with uniform suppliers, because all of that textile needs to be reprocessed. And so often it's historically just ended up in landfill. No one cares about the hospital bed sheets, but there's thousands and thousands of tons of this stuff gets wasted every year. So we get hold of that and we can recycle it.
And you know, textiles generate extraordinary amounts of landfill in Australia, as you mentioned before. How successful has your company been so far to limit this?
Look, I mean, we calculate that for every 1 kilogram of textiles we recycle, we offset about nearly 30 kilograms of CO2 equivalent. So it's a very efficient process. We recycle about 95% of what we get in. So what we convert 95% of our inputs into output. So it's a very efficient process. We raised seed funding last year through two local Australian investors, and we're now finishing up our Series A to build our first commercial scale plant, when we're looking to do nearly 4,000 tons per year of textile recycling in our first stage. And we'll hopefully have that plant up and running in 2021.
Yeah, wow. And I mean, your company has made waves across Australia and the world. How have you kind of been able to share this technology and knowledge with other companies?
Well, I think it's interesting, a lot of companies actually have a real sense of stewardship. They want to do the right thing. And their shareholders are also looking at them to do the right thing all the way through their entire supply chain. And so we've been able to have great conversations with some very large, iconic Australian companies and global companies, because their boards, their shareholders are interested in them doing the right thing. Historically, there hasn't been a truly circular solution, and now we've brought that into market. And so we've had absolutely, I mean, our first plant will process around 3,800 tons.
Wow.
We've already got potential supply of over 30,000 tons. So there's clearly no shortage of supply.
No, not at all. Oh, Adrian, it's an incredible idea and a great company. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here on 2SER at National Recycling Week.
Thank you for having me.
That's Blocktex co-founder Adrian Jones chatting a little bit about his company's innovative approach to textiles recycling this National Recycling Week.